Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Change. I'm going to talk to you today about change. Well, for the two of you who were gracious enough not to fast forward, let me explain what I mean when I say I want to talk to you about change and how that ties in with becoming more like Jesus. Because that is what we're looking at this week. Practicing the way of Jesus and how we become more like him. We started this a couple of weeks ago and I asked you this question. I said, are you happy to go back to your old way of life or do you want a new way of life? Well, if you want something new, then you know, don't you, that something has to be different, something has to change. If we want change, then we have to change. Supposedly, Albert Einstein said this. He said, the definition of insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting a different result. Now, whether he actually said that or not is fairly irrelevant. It is truth, isn't it? If we want to see some change in our lives, then we can't continue to do the same things that we've always done and expect things to be different. For example, I want to lose some weight. You might say that's a good idea, Max. Actually, I want to lose quite a lot of weight. Now, over the last decade, I have dabbled in this idea of losing some weight. I have trained and run and exercised, and I've eaten a little less, and I have lost some weight. And then something's happened. Something in my life has changed, and I go back to my old ways of living. And then slowly but surely, the weight creeps on again. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If I'm happy with that, that is perfectly fine. But actually, if I don't want my old norm to be the new norm, then actually I do need to change something. Physical exercise, eating more healthily, needs to become a bigger priority in my life. If I want to change, I need to change. But of course, many of us don't like change, do we? We'll only change where the change is so important, the positive outcome of the change is so important, it overwhelms the fear of that actual change. Or where, if we don't change, the outcome will be so negative that that overwhelms the fear of change. That is true for many of us. But you can change if you want to. Let me explain. You see, the idea of I'm too old to change or I'm too busy to change is not true. If I give you this example, say perhaps I came to you in this January just gone by and I said to you, do you know what you're going to have to do is no longer touch anyone who's not in your household. Indeed, when you go out of your house, you can only go as close as 2 meters to anyone around you. In fact, you can't go shopping unless absolutely necessary. You can't go shopping, and when you do, you can only go shopping for food. And all other times, you must stay in your home. If I had done that to you, if I came to you in January and said that, you would laugh me out of the house. You would say, I'm not doing that. I'm not avoiding my family and my friends. I'm not stopping going to church. I'm not stopping going to my clubs. I'm not stopping going to work. I am not going to change, you would tell me. But then, of course, we know what happened. The government came along and they said, if you don't change, then actually there's a very good chance that you will catch a virus. And sadly, if you catch that virus, there's a chance you may die. Suddenly, change becomes possible, doesn't it? The fact that you are too old or you feel too old, the fact that you are too busy or feel too busy is irrelevant. You can change. You can change because the consequences of not changing are too negative and actually overwhelm the fear of change. I.e., you are less fearful of changing than you are fearful of not changing. And so you can change. It is possible. And that's all well and good when it comes to the physical, isn't it? It's all well and good when it comes to the physical. But what about the spiritual? What about your walk with Jesus? Can't we just say, well, look, I'm a new creation. Jesus loves me as I am. I don't need to change. Well, my answer to that would be absolutely, definitely. God loves you as you are without the change. But actually, there is so much more to be had. There is so much more that he has for you on this journey. Let me tell you this story. Jesus is out with his parents on a road trip, and they are walking back home after the road trip. And a day into that road trip, Mary turns to Joseph and says, "Have you seen Jesus?" Joseph gives that blank look that some of us give sometimes. And suddenly the fear rises up in Mary. They turn around and they're walking back. "Have you seen Jesus?" You know, there's a little boy, he's about this tall. "Have you seen him?" They're walking back and they are walking and walking. People are coming towards them. "Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus?" "No, no, no," is a constant response that they find. The fear whelms up. And eventually, completely in fear, they enter the church building and they find Jesus sitting there amongst the teachers. And it says he was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. God himself was looking to learn from others. And then we read this. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Jesus changed. Now, there are all sorts of theological avenues we could dive down here. But the takeaway from this today that I want us to look at are those two words. Jesus grew. Jesus changed, and it was a journey. He grew. Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Yes, Jesus accepts us as we are. But there is this metamorphosis that is possible. That word that's translated transformation comes from the same root as the word metamorphosis. And it's possible, it says in 2 Corinthians, to actually change. You see, if we want to see change in our lives, then we need to change. So, how is change possible? Is it possible to become more like Jesus? Indeed, to become more like him as he desires us to be. You see, like the vast majority of our life, that is a journey. A journey where we can have intention and we can be formed intentionally, or we will be formed unintentionally. For example, unintentional change can be forced upon us, much like it has been recently. But actually, unintentional formation is there all the time. John Mark Comer has done extensive study in this area, and he says that we are formed unintentionally in three different ways in the environment that we are in. Let me explain. He says that we are formed by the stories we believe, by the habits we enact, and by the relationships we have in the environment that we are in. Firstly, there are the stories we believe. For example, you come from a working class family, so you shouldn't expect to go to university. You're the older one, you're the more mature one, you should be responsible. Perhaps you have a lovely personality, but your sister's the more intelligent one of the two of you. stories that we believe embed themselves in who we are. They are part of our unintentional formation. And then there are habits. Are we readers and learners? That can be a habit, can't it? What are the practices of our daily lives? Is there an addiction in your life that helps form who you are, whether you want it to or not? What is the habitual news source that you look at that helps you form your opinions on a day-to-day basis? Habits in our daily lives that unintentionally form who we are, day-to-day changing who we are. And finally, says John Mark Comer, there are the relationships that we have. Now, we've spoken a bit about this in the past already. You become who you spend time with. We can't help it, can we? We are birds of a feather flock together. We become like the people we hang around with. That's unintentional change, unintentional formation going on in our lives, whether we like it or not. Stories, habits, relationships, they impact the journey we have. The Apostle Paul says this about that type of thing. He says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. I can very much relate to Paul's words there. Don't we all do things that we know are not good for our formation? And yet somehow we are influenced and attacked by those around us. You see, because formation left unchecked doesn't just stand still. Formation continues. You don't just stand still in life. You're either moving backward or forward. And left unchecked, we will allow unintentional formation to make us who we are. And more often than not, that is not towards becoming more like Jesus. But there is good news. There is good news, because we can actually influence our formation. We can influence how we become more like Jesus. If we ourselves place ourselves intentionally in God's Spirit, there are also other areas, practices of Jesus, that can influence our formation. Teaching, for example. We can do exactly what we heard Jesus do. We can place ourselves amongst the teaching, listening and learning. We can grow in spiritual formation through that. The Bible, Sunday mornings, listening to other leaders, reading historic Christian documentation. All good ways of changing the way we are formed, of intentionally placing ourselves in a way of being formed to become more like Jesus. Can the blind lead the blind? That's what we heard earlier on, wasn't it? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Just like Jesus. The good news is we don't have to check our brains in at the door when we become Christians, when we become apprentices to Jesus. No. Mind, body, and spirit can be formed by Jesus intentionally when we place ourselves amongst good teaching. And there's more good news, because there's teaching and then there's practice as well. If this sounds familiar, it's because actually this whole series is about practicing the way of Jesus, isn't it? And we've spoken already at different times about putting practices in our lives that lead us to becoming more like Jesus. Because if we want change in our lives, then we need to change. We know that. And we need to change our daily practices. I mean, it's okay if we muck up, isn't it? Because we are already loved. We've already said that. This isn't about becoming more worthy and more lovable. That Jesus loves us anyway. But in our daily practices, we can draw ourselves towards Jesus. And we'll talk more about those daily practices as we move forward. And then the final part of being intentional about the formation of who we are in becoming more like Jesus is about community. You become who you spend time with. Are you walking this walk with a home group, maybe a life group, maybe a few people who know Jesus? Are you intentionally speaking with them, being encouraged by them, being guided by them as you too input into their lives. If you're not in a life group now, let me say now is the best of times to join a life group. You might think, well, that's a bit strange, no one's meeting. Let me say now is the best of times. If you're not in a life group, let me encourage you to do that. That is where the real discipleship happens. That is where the real formation happens. There is only so much that we can do on a Sunday morning. But if you want your life to change, that is a good change to make. Of course, there's much more that we could say about intentional formation, and we will over the years. We'll continue to look at what it means to be formed into the likeness of Jesus. But for now, let us consider. Let us consider what is unintentionally implemented in our lives that is forming us. And let us consider what we can do to intentionally put practices in our life that will form us into becoming more like Jesus. The question then becomes, if we want a change in our lives, then we need to change. So what do we need to change right now? Over the months ahead and the years ahead, we'll look at things like, under this topic, dealing with your past, and we'll look at discovering your identity and your calling. We'll look at being forgiven and forgiving. We'll look at community more. We'll look at simple living, embracing grieving and loss. And we'll look at developing a rule of life. All these good things are practices of the way of Jesus. But right now, ask yourself, what is that one thing that I might change to become more like Jesus? What is it? What is it for you? Let's just take a little time now just to invite God's Spirit. Right now, wherever you are, pause the video if you need to. Just invite God's Spirit and say, of what I've heard this morning, of what I've heard this afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this, what is the one thing that I might change to see change in my life? What is the one thing that I might change to become more like you, Jesus? Let's take the moment to be quiet now. Holy Spirit, wherever we are, guide us, nudge us, speak to us, we pray, as we give you this time. I pray that whatever God spoke to you about, you have the courage to share that with someone in your community that you're walking with, your life group or your home group or whoever you walk with. As we were having some quiet time then, you probably didn't hear it on the audio, but I could hear one of my neighbours banging away with a hammer. And as I reflected upon that, it reminded me that we are, you know, we're like sculptures, aren't we? Maybe this was God's Spirit. Just chipping away at the edges of us, not completely hammering away at us and changing us in such a huge way that we're unrecognizable for who we are as a person, but it's just chipping away as we become more like Jesus.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.